Wanderers. Mike over here, Grizz right there.
Here's Grizz.
And, of course, our illegitimate son, Soundboard Nikki. Hi, guys. How's things?
Things are good with me. How are things with you?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Well, the world's on fire.
I noticed that.
We took a break from COVID to create absolute havoc around the world.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I noticed that the medical officer of health, Dr. Theresa Tam in Canada here, said that we have to remain social distancing unless you're protesting, but protesting is okay. That was in the paper today.
Oh, that's an interesting take.
The other one that I heard that
so you can't get COVID protesting? Does that seem right to you?
I think the fires keep the disease at bay.
It burns up the virus.
Yeah. I also heard that Gavin Newsom in California, the governor of California, this made me laugh a lot.
Yeah.
That social distancing now only applies to people who don't have criminal records.
How is that possible?
Prisoners and ex-cons can be as close as they want to one another, but if you don't have a criminal record, then you have to remain socially distanced.
I have to remain jailed in my home.
Right.
But as not a criminal. But if I am a criminal, I'm free to do what I want.
Correct. Which seems to be what's happening in New York. Hey, did I tell you this, dude? This will freak you out.
Oh, man.
You ready?
I knew the show would go this way right out
I'm
of the course.
I'm sorry, but I had to do it.
Okay, go.
Check my Twitter feed.
Oh,
and
no.
On my Twitter feed, I saw somebody sent something to me, and it was two police officers in the States unloading bricks from a pickup truck, from a police vehicle.
Are you serious?
I'm not even kidding you.
Cops unloading bricks?
I'll show it to you guys before I leave. I don't have my laptop here.
What were they doing with the bricks, Chris?
There's been something said all over the U.S. right now. There are just pallets of bricks showing up in the middle of freaking nowhere where all this stuff is going down.
No.
And everyone's like going, what are all these bricks for? And I'm, construction guy a little bit. So I look at the bricks. I look at the color of the bricks. And I look at everything around the bricks. And I'm like,
no, they don't match anything.
They don't match anything.
How interesting.
So when I saw this video of these cops unloading bricks and you can hear the people filming it. Now it could have been staged, but I don't know. There was a number on the top of the vehicle. The two guys were in uniform and they were wearing their gloves and they sure looked like cops.
Wow.
I can tell you, I'm pretty freaked out by it.
I don't know. I give this one a 3 out of 6
in terms of plausibility.
Yeah.
Well, what I heard was it was Antifa.
It wouldn't surprise me. Here's what I'll tell you this. You guys know I do another show.
Yeah. Right? By the way, check out The Awakener. Grizz, Agent Whitaker on that show with The Awakener. And they dig deep behind the scenes of, the real news that we see every day.
Yeah.
They have a different take.
Yeah. So a few weeks ago. I got when this COVID-19 thing.
You really went on a marijuana there. Did you see that?
I was trying to figure it all out.
Okay, you got it. Go ahead.
So what happened was we got an email from an NYPD cop.
Yeah.
And the NYPD cop sent us this email and said, look, I'm just a regular cop. We love your show. It's great. Thanks so much. And then he said, I don't know what's going on here, but there's FBI crawling all over New York City right now, and we have no idea what they're doing here. So he's a beat cop that wasn't privileged to all this information.
Hmm.
Well, for the last 2 months, these clowns have been locked up indoors with the ability to plan. And we all know that the FBI and the CIA seem to be a little bit corrupt with what's been going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've got to wonder if what I'm seeing now wasn't perpetrated over the last couple of months and planned with the help of, I'm going to use the word deep state, but I have a feeling that some of these spook agencies, these alphabet agencies are involved in what's going on. It sure seems that way.
We are now just 4 minutes into the show.
I know.
Yeah, we've gone deep.
In 4 minutes, what we've heard is basically the moon doesn't exist. I already had a Grizz.
Yes.
So what you're saying, let me unravel this a little bit. Because I'm not going to lie to you. I can tell when you've had too much Tang, buddy.
Yeah, I haven't had too much Tang today, though.
Okay. What you're saying to me is that this whole terrible thing that happened to this young man, George Floyd.
Yes.
Is work.
Well,
as it were.
You do know that about 21 years ago, there was an episode of The Simpsons where the chief put his knee on the neck of a black arrestee that looks remarkably like George Floyd.
How can this happen?
And Lisa's standing behind him with a sign that says, Save George.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I saw that on Snopes, but we can, I know.
Let's do it now, Nick.
It could be false.
Let's find out. I love this. Don't kid yourself. By the way, I love when you're shot out of a cannon.
I know.
I love when you're coming out the other side of the conspiracy show and we get you over here. Because there's nothing stoners love more than a bit of conspiracy. You ever notice that, Nick?
Yeah, for sure.
It's something that everybody does it. You got to do your own research and stuff, but when you smoke a joint and you go down the rabbit hole, it's kind of fun.
It is. If you've got the internet, okay, go ahead. Grizz is going to read us what Snopes has to say. But the Snopes, by the way, will tell you whether a story in the press is true or false.
What does that say?
All right, let's... How about you can guys can keep gabbing and I'll figure out what the...
All right, Nick is not the strongest reader.
He's not
great at math, and he's having a hard time with fine motor skills. His mother and I are very concerned.
You're talking about me.
Oh, yeah, no, that's...
What
sorry.
Are you doing?
No,
he's the other guy.
My bad.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
So, you were saying?
I was going to say that Simpsons have always predicted weird stuff over the years. It seems kind of coincidental, like Trump being president and all this other kind
of
stuff.
So who's more powerful, QAnon or Matt Groening?
Well, I don't know. I think Matt Groening might be a Luciferian.
How about Matt Groening is probably... Okay, let's get this going. Here's what we've discovered. Here at the newsroom. At Mara Wanderers.
Yes.
What do we call it? MWN.
Sure.
Mara Wanderers News.
Yes.
MWNN, because we're a network, don't you know?
Fine. Mara Wanderers News Network.
We have discovered that Matt Groening...
may be a Luciferian.
Is QAnon.
No. Fuck no.
Oh, yeah. It's obvious, man.
No.
We've known for weeks. We're just sharing it with you now.
He's been awful quiet lately.
Who? QAnon?
Groening.
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 Better.
Groening.
Better.
Groening.
Better.
So
what is it?
So the image showing Chief Wiggum kneeling on a black man's neck, a scene reminiscent of George Floyd's death, while Lisa Simpson stands by holding a Justice for George sign, was created by Instagram user Yuri Pomo.
Oh.
This image did not appear in an episode of The Simpsons and was posted on Pomo's Instagram account on May 30th.
Okay. Well, you know what? You're right. You can't believe everything you see.
Let's fact check another one. What else did you say?
Well, hey, why don't we fact check the World War Z clip I sent you yesterday
that's a good one.
NBC used to...
Okay, so let's recap. What happened there?
So I got an email yesterday from somebody, and they sent me a clip, from a screenshot from their television set, and it was MSNBC or something like that.
It was, yep.
And it showed Los Angeles on fire, and then below it was the 1 minute and 40 mark from the trailer to World War Z that is the exact same shot.
First article on Snopes. Did MSNBC use World War Z footage in news coverage?
Now, QAnon posted that yesterday.
All right, let's see it.
So...
over to you, Snopes.
They'll deny it. I don't trust Snopes.
What do you mean?
It says false.
Yeah.
Okay.
Snopes is
fucked.
All
right. All right.
Though the original video included the Twitter user's handle and labeled not real in text added above the MSNBC logo, the gag nonetheless spread.
Ah, gag.
Yeah, I still, you know what? I don't trust Snopes. You can't trust Snopes. Do you trust Snopes, Nikki?
I had a falling out with Snopes over the epidemic. I don't believe... I'm not at the point where I think that Snopes is lying. I do believe that Snopes is selective in what they post,
right?
And how they frame questions,
right?
The example that I bring up, this is what sort of broke my brain with Snopes was, so this was, imagine you, this is a couple months ago. So this is, I'll say it's early April or late March. Words spreading around saying that they're burying bodies in Central Park.
Uh-huh.
Right. So, so the rumor was that they've run out of room in the morgue, so they can't find places to put the bodies. They need to temporarily bury the bodies in Central Park. Now, that's not true. That was a rumor. There was a plan, I think, set up that possibly they would do that if things got really bad, but it never got to that point, thank God. But so you look at and then the question comes up on Snopes. So, you know, the way we play the game, you know, in the mostly false, I ask the question and you go true or false, right? So the headline comes up and it reads, are there mass graves being dug in New York? And I had already looked into this, and so I said, no, it's false. And then I click on the article, and it says true. And or it said mostly true. I should clarify, mostly true. And I went,
because that's
oh.
the categories. True, false, mostly true, mostly false, or
there's like
satire.
There's like miscaption labeled satire. There's a whole bunch of stuff. It gets a bit confusing. But anyway, but it did say mostly true. And now, if you were not savvy to Snopes or not a not you know patient enough to actually read what the article was saying, you would just go, oh, so it is true, and move on. Now, because I because this contradicted something that I'd already read, I thought, okay, well, I'm going to look into this further.
Deeper, yeah.
They're talking about Hart Island.
Mm-hmm.
Potter's Field.
Yeah, which is being...
That's where they always do... They do mass graves there always.
Yeah.
For unclaimed bodies or
right.
people who are...
Or it's a holding place.
Yeah, or yeah. when the morgue fills up and they got to keep the bodies cold and there's not enough place, they bury them 6 feet under because it's cold. And then they dig them up later and... For
I hate that we all know this as a matter of fact, but you're right. That was an obvious one that just came off like, oh, they're digging mass graves. And you're right. That stuff bothered me. So Snopes really wasn't accurate on that one.
No, I mean, people, you know, they know what the question is. The question isn't, you know, are they burying bodies in Potter's Field? Because that's what they've always done.
Yeah.
And they weren't burying your grandma in Potter's Field. They're burying unclaimed bodies. Right.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even COVID. It wasn't even necessarily due to COVID. It's just there are people who died who didn't have, you know, who weren't identified or weren't or they couldn't afford to
had
bury
no
them.
Family, whatever.
Right.
Grave.
Yeah.
See, it's funny you mentioned that because the other day I was listening to the radio while I was driving around and there's this douchebag morning guy in Toronto here. And I think his name's John Moore. And he comes
on
in the morning.
Oh, well, he's right for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm not even stopping. Right. And he goes. Can you believe it? There's all these pictures of these cardboard caskets and they're putting people in them and it's just terrible. Hey, I got news for you. Cardboard caskets are kind of what people use when they get cremated, right? You don't get put into a $7,000 casket and tossed into a fire. That's not how it works, right? You're not even allowed to wear shoes. If you can believe, when you get cremated, they don't even allow you to put shoes on your family member because there might be nails or tacks or anything metal in there, right? So now, even in Canada, they're perpetrating these ridiculous myths and saying that there's, oh my God, cardboard boxes filled with bodies. Well, New York's a big city, man.
Yeah, and another one from Snopes was, you know, and I hate to get into the hydroxychloroquine debate, but, you know, they had a headline. Sometimes they just do straight up articles. They don't do fact checks. They just do, and it was, hydroxychloroquine has deadly side effects.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so does Zoloft.
Right.
Like you can't, like, that's so misleading.
Well, I think, I think that when they do this, when they say things like this, they have their own interest at heart, truthfully. Like, they just don't want to be blamed for misinforming or being the cause of death.
Well,
meanwhile, cause of death is in itself one of the biggest, craziest things worldwide. Reporting of COVID deaths is all over the map.
Yeah, it's the numbers don't seem to add up, and everyone says that everything's dangerous. But here's the other interesting thing that kind of freaks me out sometimes, and you alluded to it. They're all Zoloft has side effects. If you just Google, right, medications that cause genital gangrene, you'll get a bunch of them. That's a pretty serious side effect, but a lot of people are taking it.
Yeah.
So you take it. Here's the thing. You can take hydroxychloroquine, or you can take another medication that causes genital gangrene. Which one do you take? Knowing what the side effects are on both sides.
Yeah.
Say you know what the side effects are equally on both sides.
Gangrene.
On your johnnies. Yeah.
Yeah. Or.
Or hydroxychloroquine.
Which has the side effects of not rotting your nuts.
Not rotting your nuts.
Nick, I'm going to have to go with not rotting my nuts.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that as well.
See? So
even if it, by the way, even if it's rotting my brain at a more rapid pace than the other one would rot my nuts, I would still go for the one that rots my brain.
Yeah. And here's another point to make about the Zoloft thing. So Zoloft, I'm not sure if I shouldn't say, cause I'm not sure if Zoloft in particular, but a lot of antidepressants, these SSRIs, there is a side effect, which is just straight up death.
Yeah.
At least there's one that it may actually push you towards suicide. So these antidepressants can actually cause deaths. But yet we put them out anyway because there's a certain, because we understand that there's a certain amount of acceptable fatalities.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, but that's the reality. That, you know? Somebody's going to die drinking a glass of fucking water if everybody's given a glass of water.
Yeah.
So I was just going to say that. It's what they call it in anything, whether it's work-related or medical-related, it's called acceptable risk.
Yeah.
Right? So everything has a level of acceptable risk. So I just want to just clarify that, because hydroxychloroquine, to me, acceptable risk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Zoloft, you were just talking about it.
Are you taking it, by the
acceptable
way?
Acceptable risk.
Are you taking that? Are you taking...
No, I take LSD.
How do you say?
Hydroxychloroquine.
What?
Okay, here's one for you. What they were talking about earlier was hydroxychloroquine with azithromycin.
Azithromycin.
Good for you.
What was the other one?
Hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine.
With? Azithromycin.
As if you can, man.
There you go. You got it. Good job.
Thank you, buddy.
Good job.
Nailed it.
Sorry, Nick, I interrupted you, but we were talking about the acceptable risk.
That's exactly my point, is that there's a certain acceptable risk because the consequences of not putting it out there of not taking that risk are much greater.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Well,
but guys, COVID's over anyway. It doesn't matter.
Like, I mean, when I was in Haiti,
have you noticed
I met
that?
This really hot chick from Haiti.
Yeah.
And, you know.
What?
You know.
Yeah. What?
Acceptable risk?
Acceptable risk.
Dude.
I'm still okay. I don't know what this brown mark is on my chest here, this little lesion I have. But
could
I'm just...
you not even do that? Oh, my God.
What?
It's just that...
I'm a fucking bear.
I know. You're not a bear. You're not
For
a...
fuck's sake.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Just saying. Oh, I'm just saying. That's an acceptable risk.
I don't think it was. I think... Do you know that, Grizz? They have consequences.
Consequences. Right? I know. Actions have some consequences.
Have you noticed that COVID is now completely over thanks to we have something else to think about?
Yeah. I noticed that too.
Yeah, it's amazing how we just all got over this because something else happened.
Yeah.
Just like a new thing happened that we're upset about.
And if it was winter everywhere, do you think that any of these would be happening? Any of these protests? Like,
no.
Maybe.
No
they are lighting fires.
No chance. Did you see the police chief from Polk County yesterday on the news?
No. What did he say?
He says, the citizens of Polk County own guns. Citizens of Polk County like guns. I encourage the citizens of Polk County to own more guns. And if you think you're going to come into Polk County and you're going to break into homes and set fires, I'm advising the citizens of Polk County to blow you out the front door with their guns.
No way.
That's what the chief said. That man's a patriot, bro. That is some serious don't fuck with my people shit, bro.
Oh, my God.
I'm highly encouraging them to blow you out the front door with their guns.
I swear to God, any day now, Aunt Trudy's going to get met at the front door with a cake in her hand and her head blown off.
Dude, did you see them breaking into houses in Washington last night?
Yeah.
Right, like into townhomes. They had to get a female reporter who works for a right-wing newspaper, Ezra Levant, this Canadian dude that has this thing called Rebel News or whatever, he's actually helping this woman get a new place to live. She was locked in her basement with her daughter while they were coming in. She grabbed her dog, grabbed her kid, and ran for her freaking life.
Wow.
Right? So it's the dude that they kicked in the face in Houston. He died this morning.
I saw that.
Right? The other guy that got kicked in the face the other day, and then I saw a set of parents take one of their douchebag kids in to the police station. I think the guy's name was Bertles or something like that. And he's
Bertles and James,
25 years old. And he was caught busting up a police car and he had to turn himself in. And he walked in with his mommy and daddy, man. And it was just glorious to see. And then the Fishtown boys in Philly last night.
Who are the Fishtown boys? For God's sake, tell me.
So I got some Twitter followers from the other show. They're from Philly.
Oh, boy.
Right. So
Philly boys
at CRS. Philly. So this guy sends me some videos, and what happened was last night the Fishtown boys, which are, there's a lot of Polish guys and Irish guys there, and they're tough guys. So last night, all of a sudden, they were called white supremacists at first because they were all walking down the street with baseball bats, about 60 of them, maybe 70, right? All union worker type guys, man. Like, they were not messing around. They looked like they were mad. They stood on one side of the street, and the cops were in the middle of the street, and the Fishtown boys were saying, don't fuck with our cops. And the Antifa people on the other side of the street, they didn't move very far when there were a bunch of real men with baseball bats standing on the other side of the street, and they had guys on rooftops ready to shoot down as snipers. These guys organized their community, and they said, you're not coming in here, and if you want to try it, we're opening fire.
Is there anybody else at the table that feels this all sounds unhealthy?
No, that's healthy. To me, that's healthy. That's healthy community involvement. That
sounds extreme.
What, they're burning down your house?
No, the whole thing. The whole thing's extreme. It's not protesting. It's when they're stealing stuff and break. People were. I saw a video footage of a dude filling a shopping cart at Target and dumping it out at the side and taking the cart back in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's what are we doing?
Dude, it's insurrection. It is the creepiest thing I've ever seen in my life, and it's well organized, and it's terrifying, and it's in every major city center in the U.S. right now. And I hate to say it, folks, but it's coming here. It'll be in Toronto soon. They were on the streets marching on the weekend. It's only a matter of time before it gets violent. And I don't know whatever happened to Rodney King's line, why can't we all just get along? So I got to just say that. Why can't we all just get along?
Can I say this as well? To the police that stood around and to the police that kept a knee on the neck of a man who cried for his mama, go and fuck yourself. You lit this fire, and it's been burning underground too long. So there's one thing I will say about this is it just was the most tragic thing to watch, and I'm not surprised it's having the reaction it is, but please, there is no reason, there is no place for being in each other's space about this, except to make change in policy.
Well, it's funny. Nobody's talking about the other three cops who had different ethnicities than the guy that perpetrated the crime.
That is actually
George Floyd.
That is actually coming up now as well.
Finally.
But there's also reports of all of them having issues on the force. Look, I don't want to speculate on any of that. I just want to say the loss of that life in the way that we saw it, at the hand of somebody who did not need that to who did not need to do that over a counterfeit bill. Grizz, if you and I had a counterfeit bill, we'd still be sitting here today a week later after the police dealt with us. End of story.
I agree. Yeah. Here's the problem that I find with the whole thing, especially with a counterfeit bill. How would he even know it was a counterfeit bill? He doesn't strike me as a counterfeiter. It's hard to counterfeit a bill.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was not a master counterfeiter.
No.
Well, I don't even know if the guy even knew it was a counterfeit. Like,
no.
You can get handed a phony bill and not know it's phony.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Right. Yeah, and that's okay. So I just wanted to say, and I know the guys sitting at this table, nothing could make us sadder than to see what we saw happen there, and it didn't help anything. And yeah, change needs to come. There's no two ways about it.
And can I just add something else? To all you university students and nice suburban kids that are walking the streets at night thinking it's okay to take baseball bats and 2x4s to people's heads and to break windows and destroy businesses, I want you to know something. Those businesses create jobs, and you're just going to talk yourself out of a job. It's going to take 50 years for all this to come back to normal. It's going to take 50 years for people to get their lives back. And I hope to God that those of you that are doing it have a very nice time in jail and keep your masks on, because if anybody takes a look at those pretty mouths of yours, you're going to have a lot of fun in cell block C, sunshine.
See what just happened?
Yeah. When I
let him add one more thing.
I thought I was pretty subdued.
It was very, you delivered it very subdued.
It was subdued.
There are angry dogs in your basement.
I'm a bear.
You're not a bear.
I'm a fucking bear.
You're two-thirds bear. That's it.
No, I'm two-thirds horse, one-third bear.
You guys both suck. Thanks for coming and hanging out and talking about tough shit. We'll talk to you next time.